It got one in.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Nailed it. No, it's cool, yeah. Man. It'll be fine.
Cool, cool.
I guess we're waiting for, I'm waiting for everybody else to join me in general so we can move to somewhere else.
Cool.
How's it hanging?
Good. I got that projector, so I need to go get a USB drive for myself now to upload some sick pictures onto the projector, and then I can project it onto a wall and make some nice, big, artistic pieces for us out in the world.
That is pretty cool. Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty epic. We're going to have a big mural of Columbia somewhere. I got to do it in places where I'll have, like, a lot of time. And with, like, little to no foot traffic.
Plus, you can come back, too.
Yeah, I can totally get it done in a day. They're not super detailed, so it's as simple as just doing the outline and then doing the fill. So, and the projector has got the image already on it, so, you know.
That's always good. Yeah, that means that you're just ready. How fast can you put one up?
Not sure yet. I need to find a spot and test it out. It really depends.
Good.
But I'll get back to you. I mean, well, or you'll see. You'll be seeing it soon enough here.
I will.
I'll get back
to you
with the
info. Forgive me if I'm distracted.
Don't worry about it.
Come on.
Great action down in Olympia, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man. Glad you were... I was there. I'm glad you liked that. They, we won in the end where they took it down for good. They repainted the mural solid colors. And I'm like, we can't risk this happening.
That was, it couldn't have gone better. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so Tallahassee, Florida is like Bellingham, Washington. Like, college town, BLM shit. Actually, there's even more BLM shit over there than there was in Bellingham. I guess there's, like, actual black people that live there because it's the South, so maybe that's why. But
as opposed to, like, all the pretenders out here.
Yep. So anyway, we're going to do a lot of good stuff up there. A lot. Just keep an eye out for that.
Awesome.
Although, I mean, only thing is like everyone in Florida is super new. And like people who are like really, really new aren't like...
They're scared to stick around.
It's that. But, oh, awesome. My interviewees are available to meet on the same day. Perfect. Perfecto, perfecto. Perfectorino. We're gonna have two new Florida members, hopefully.
Dope.
We got a new one recently up in Tallahassee. So I'm having him come on down and meet with the guys and do some more stuff. Hopefully he gets more active on Mumble and just more in the organization in general. Should tell him to hop on. I'll let him meet with people more first in person before I start to tell him to start hopping in Mumble and talking with other people more.
Yeah, it's always good to kind of warm him up. I know I need it a while.
Yeah. Well, I guess tonight you're going to talk about what you're going to do next.
Yeah, we are.
Cool.
I mean, me specifically.
Cool. Well, I'm wondering maybe, like, now that, like, I guess everyone in the house is, like, leaving, and so someone has to feed the cat, and at first I was like, no, I'm leaving, and I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm just gonna stay here and have everyone just come to me instead. It'll just make it easier that way. That way we can just get a bunch of shit done up here, you know, in a place that doesn't really get a whole lot of attention, and we can just, do that instead. I need to talk to everyone else, though, about that.
Where the hell are my...
few words. How many people do you like to take with you when you're doing an in-person interview?
I usually do them alone, but one other person is usually fine. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess technically, like, most of the interviews I've done alone, but recently, I guess I usually do bring, like, at least another person, or there's pretty much always someone else who's, like, willing to come with me, so, but if not, you know, I just get it done, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, kind of like a sigma male kind of thing, you know, like, I don't get laid, I just get paid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Since I'm not in Network 8.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know why he just posted it in my regional.
Dude, well, do you have your meetings?
Pleasure talking to you guys.
Yeah, I have my own meeting in 30 minutes from now.
Yeah, don't worry about Network 8 meeting. You're not in Network 8.
No,
you're coming to the Network 16 meetings from now on.
So, I don't know if you saw, John, but Jack did get his pro mat in, so that's all of us for the week.
Great, post the template.
Yeah, it just got done, actually.
Okay, where is that? I closed it.
That's our first time in a long time where everyone did their one action.
Ready? Is the wind picking up on my mic a whole lot?
No.
A bunch of bullshit on my mic.
Okay, I'm posting that to Network 8.
You guys seen my flashlight?
Flashlight? No.
I didn't think so. Dang it.
I also still need the physical fitness test results from Tyler and Vincent Washington. So. So, do you want me to post what I have for that right now as well?
No.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I'll text myself when I'm not sick.
That's fine.
Am I hearing that I got everybody sick? Because I'm really sick, and I've been sick for a couple weeks now.
I was sick all last
week.
Not me,
dude.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm everyone.
Four,
we got a lot to go
over.
So
you got.
All right, everyone, go flag react the post network 8. And John, you should send that to Alexander. He should be doing something similar as well.
Okay, and for Mumble, do you want me to record? Just Network 8 guys, or also just the greater PNW? For Mumble attendance, that is.
Just Network 8.
Okay.
I think the two regions need to start having their own regular Mumble meetings and keeping track of their own attendance and their own activity spreadsheets.
Understood. Who all is here right now for Network 8? Would you go down the list so I don't have to jump between tabs?
Clark, David, Ethan, Jack, John, Vincent. Well, the only person missing, I think, is Tyler, yeah.
Okay, and he said he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'll go ahead and put him down as yellow for excused.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so... back open my planner here.
Where did you guys hide my flashlight?
I don't know. There's, I haven't seen it.
It's in my back pocket, Jack.
You son of a bitch. You never did take that chili.
I know. I forgot about it.
I'm saying, if you forget about it three times, then...
Hey, I got one more shot. I got one more shot.
It's true.
Yeah. Let me turn my lamp on here.
Okay, you said you wanted me sending these templates to Alexander?
I think I heard him say that.
Okay. I will go ahead and do that then. I just wanted to make sure I got the right person. I know you wanted me to send to someone.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if, I keep a lot of the records for, Oregon. I'm playing gotcha. A lot of stuff, so.
I'll send you his code. This is how I've been doing it.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's... Oh.
The fitness one is the first one I did, so it's a lot cleaner. It looks like the other two now. That's just an old screenshot. I just was too lazy to take another one.
Okay, oh, yeah, I am back. All right. So, okay, we need to go over vehicle rentals with Eric Pennsylvania and Ethan Washington. Let's do that. Eric and Ethan, what have you got so far for rentals?
We've been using Turo over here to get our vehicles. We're going to have, for Network 10, we're running two. And, New Jersey, right now for you guys, you have, we're ringing in, right?
Yeah, something like that. So all of Network 8, 7, 10... 11, okay. 12, yeah, 12 guys, and then the Idaho guys need to figure out their own rental and stuff. I believe they already did that, so
okay. They got a rental. You guys will definitely want somebody like over 26 or something like that picking it up. So if you have somebody under that age picking it up, it's another cost adding on to that. I think it's probably like liability reasons.
Right, so we delegated Ethan to that. He is above that age. I believe at least he's above that age.
If not, Frederick Oregon is.
Oh, where is he, by the way?
I messaged him. I don't know, though.
I'm over that, too.
Okay. So, and what? Eric?
Yeah, I'll take a look at this. It looks like... pretty close to the airport. It's not very good with the price, but you know, there's always a possibility one of us picks somebody up, whoever's running it, and they can go get it and then bring it back to the airport and get everybody. That increases your range and possibilities for picking stuff up.
Okay, so you propose then that maybe I have one of your guys pick us up and then bring us to the rentals, question mark?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, you have 12 guys, and you know, there are like 15 seater vans, stuff like that, but you're not gonna want to pack 12 guys into a 12 seater van. That's not gonna be comfortable for everybody. So you could possibly look at like minivans too, getting two minivans. I haven't looked at the price for that, but that's also a possibility. But you wanna get more seats than you have guys, so guys can fit their gear and stuff, and they won't act in there like sardines. But yeah, I can definitely. I don't think it's a problem having a guy pick whoever's picking up the rental at the airport. And then you guys can take care of it from there, bring it back to the airport. And
get We're gonna land about 4:45 p.m. at Newark.
Okay.
On Friday.
Okay. Has everybody bought their stuff?
Yeah, everyone's got their ticket.
All right, that's good news. 4:45.
I said, believe so. Is anyone here not buy your plane ticket yet? I thought I got everyone.
I got mine.
I got mine.
Oh, I believe we're all good. And the Oregon guys, were you guys just going to go to SeaTac or how?
Yeah, we're going to SeaTac. We have the exact same flight as you, so we'll drop off at the same time.
Right. Shit. So that being said, maybe you guys can all drive up
yeah.
to Maple Valley where we usually park them. And then we'll have probably Tyler, since he's not coming, he can... in a take a ride, and I can take a load of guys, or someone else can get a park and ride at the airport and leave their vehicle there. Whoever can pack enough guys in their car and their gear and stuff too. I have a truck bed that should be able to put in everyone's check bags in the bed of my truck. Tarp it down if it's raining. Then two vehicles should be enough to get us all there. I think. I hope. Figure that out when it's closer. My huge party
huge
right now,
party
but by
right
next
now,
week,
but by our next week we're gonna want
parking. Eric, close to the airport, you said rentals are pretty expensive, so we'd have to get some from like where, like Jersey.
That's expected. I mean, I put in the city of the airport. Obviously, like, stuff right next to the airport's expected to be high, or, like, in any metro area. So, you know, it's like anything else. The further out you go, the deeper it's going to be. Jersey's not that big, so it you would have a lot of places to choose from within, like, a half-hour radius.
Hey, John, I only have about 10 more minutes on my break here at work, so if there's anything you want me to be present for when we discuss it, we might need to get going.
Well, I sent you the list of stuff that we have to go over. We have quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I mean, this is when I'm at work. I took my 30-minute break right now, which is the longest one I get.
Okay. All right, I think between Eric and Ethan, I want you two to discuss rentals and get it taken care of, all right? Ethan in charge of getting him because he is older and of age and has good credit and all that jazz. Furthermore, I'd like to go over a week debrief. So, Eric, unless you have anything to discuss regarding the rentals, if you want, you could... hop into a meeting room with Ethan right now and get that hashed away, or you can via DMs, however you want to go about it. How does that sound?
Yeah, Ethan, I'll DM you throughout the week. I'll be on the lookout for stuff. But yeah, I think I'm going to go to bed for now. So,
that sounds good, man. It's been a busy week. All right, week debrief. Action recap, guys. What was done this weekend when I wasn't around? What got done?
I did some stenciling in Olympia this week. I did a bunch of stickers in Olympia and Lacey and Tumwater.
That's about all I did on my own.
Okay. What was up with the other banner situation between Ethan and Clark and Vincent and all that? You guys get out and do a banner or no?
Negative.
No.
Negative. All right. Well, David and I did a banner for you.
Once again, David is the Chad and I am the Wojak.
Based. All good. We'll do a bunch this upcoming next weekend. Okay. So goes over the debrief. Fitness. As y'all know, you need to submit your push-ups, pull-ups, planks, sit-ups, and mile times to either me or Clark Washington. And at some point in time, we're going to get together and do all that in a park, but not really super important right now. Also, I wanted to go over our next drilling date. Reminder, November 6th, everyone, mark your calendars. It's when we're all going to get together. Alexander, I need you to get a head count for me. Well, actually, we got all the Oregon guys here. So, Leo, Frederick, and Alex, are you going to be available November 6th to come up drilling?
I'm not available the entire month of November.
Okay.
I'll be available.
Leo?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how that plan is going to go is you guys are going to come up Friday night, spend the night at Jack's house. Saturday morning, we're gonna do drilling. I'm probably also going to do a bunch of sparring and stuff, too. We're going to emulate what Thomas recently did. I guess they're going to have an org-wide sparring instruction slash guide training, standardized training with sparring, I guess. So that sounds cool and neat. I'm kind of excited to see what's up with that. So maybe we'll get to do that. So if you guys don't have gloves and a mouth guard, go get those. Yeah, mark your calendars November 6th. And then what day did we all agree to have a little bar mitzvah together for Thanksgiving? Is that the 7th? Or
I believe that was the 20th that we agreed on.
20th. Okay.
What time November 6th?
I'm gonna do it in the morning around like 9-10 a.m. Why were you thinking of just driving straight up in the morning Saturday?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. We're gonna do it probably in like Ravensdale. That's like a 2.5 hour drive, maybe 3 hour drive for you. But we need to hash out this drilling. Good stuff.
Yeah, I know that we have to have two drilling sessions in before the event, right?
We're supposed to have three, but we haven't. We only do two. Fortunately.
We need to get those in.
Okay, so for Thanksgiving dinner, you guys want to do it on the 20th, the 27th? Probably not the 27th. It's probably when you're all doing with your family, correct? So you want to do it on the 20th of November?
Yeah. Yes.
Write it down. Yeah. Y'all are more than welcome to bring your entire family. This would be a good opportunity to get women together with like-minded women so they can kind of do their women thing and more of a part of something. So I highly recommend bringing your best food, women, bringing your kids. We're going to have a great time. And we're going to get an Airbnb somewhere that's going to be big enough to house all of us. We'll probably even spend the night for some people. And have a jolly old good time. So mark your calendars for November 20th, Saturday. I also have a flight that I need to do 1 to 3 p.m. So probably have to be a little after that. Mark your calendars for that, November 20th. And then I wanted to plan the activity for next week. Actually, Before we get going on that, I wanted to talk a little bit about the November 4th event. Does everybody have a tent and two sleeping bags, like a duffel bag to put it in? If you don't, you probably want to get, you know, two actual real sleeping bags and a tent. I'm going to send out the gear list as soon as I get it. But basically, expect to bring your uniform, extra pairs of clothing for the entire weekend, basic camping gear, tent, a couple sleeping bags, a blanket, pillow, whatever. You know, toothbrush, undies, panties, depending if you're gay, like Clark, extra socks. You're gonna want some warm socks.
Fuck? He's a furry, not gay. There's difference. A difference.
Oh my.
Bad. That's slander.
My bad. He's a furry neo-Nazi. Does anyone have any questions regarding the gear and the event and all that jazz?
John, I've been told numerous times by people down south that tents aren't necessary, but sleeping bags are.
Well, they can fuck right off. Because, like Thomas said, that we can rely on everyone else there to provide us with tents. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to be the case. Like, I am very big on us being self-reliant, because what's going to happen is we're going to go there and you're going to get either piled in a tent with like eight other guys that are all loud and snoring, or you're probably not going to have a tent, period. And you're going to be stuck sleeping in like a truck or like on the ground with a sleeping roll. And I just don't want to see that happen for all of us. It's just stupid and not necessary. And I'm sorry, but I just don't trust other networks with all of you. You know, you guys are my guys, and it's my job to manage you, not anyone else's. So bring your own shit.
John, maybe we should plan on bringing up tents for all of us. You know, like a certain amount of us bring three-person tents. That way not everybody has to bring their own personal tent.
That's what I was going to say. I actually own a four-person tent, so... I could bring that.
All right, let's write up a tent list then. Okay, so Alexander, what size tent do you have?
A bivouac.
So you have a one-person tent. Cool. Okay. Clark.
You can buy a three-person tent in Weimar for $30.
Yeah, I believe it's either three or four. I'll have to double-check when I get home tonight.
Okay, cool. All right, David, what size tent you got?
Last I checked, I think it was at least a two-person.
All right, Ethan, what do you got for tents?
I think mine's rated for four, but the way those things go, I mean, you really only want to probably have, like, two guys in it.
Right, it's a one guy plus his gear, pretty much. But I'm going to factor that all in here in a second. Frederick, what kind of tent you got?
I got that one you saw at Rainier.
It's a bivouac.
A bivouac. Jack, what do you got for tent?
One man.
One man tent. All right. Leo, what do you got?
I don't have one, but I could pick one up for $30, three-person tent. I just saw one at Weimar the other day.
Okay.
Unfortunately, right. I have to go back and clock in the work.
That's unfortunate. Sorry about that.
It is.
See you later, Clark. Good hanging, man. Catch you next time.
Vincent, what about you?
I have a two-person tent.
Okay, so that means you have a one-person tent for gear. Okay, I also need to buy a tent. I've been borrowing my dad's tent that has, like, man tent. It's pretty big, but I need to just buy my own tent.
I probably do have one laying around the property here. I just don't know, like, right off the top of my head.
I could spend, like, $2,000 and get a 20-person wall tent with a stove at my Army Surplus store.
I was just thinking of that. I was just thinking of that because my dad's the elk hunting planning. Crew. Could someone please stop eating chips? Who is that? Jack? Mute your mic.
I'm sorry?
Mute your mic. Come on, man.
I'm not eating chips, nerd.
Sorry.
Anyhow, my dad's elk hunting crew, one of them would have like this giant, huge white tent and also had a stove in it. That thing was pretty cool. However, I'm very impartial to camping with others simply because people snore and I cannot stand it. So I'll probably be bringing my own personal tent. Last time I got, we were in my tent next to some other tent next to us, and the guy just, dude, I've never heard someone snore so loud before. It was ridiculous, and I was supposed to be one of the box truck drivers at Philly. I didn't get any sleep. But I went up to Thomas and I was like, I'm not being a driver. And I found your replacement driver, which was Travis California, who did an amazing job. So he is now going to be our delegated truck driver team. Going to train up a whole team of specific drivers, which is cool. Anyhow, so as for tents, so Clark can house two people, David can house one, Ethan can house two, Leo's going to get one that will fit eventually two, one. So that's not a whole lot of multiple person tents. So who here doesn't mind doing a checked bag? I should ask, who does mind doing a checked bag? Who would rather share a tent?
I would.
Okay.
I'd be down for sure.
Based off of my numbers, I have Leo. You would have to ask either Clark or Ethan if you can bunk with one of the two of them.
Alrighty, can I bunk with one of you guys?
Yeah, probably.
Sick.
I was hoping we had a lot more group tents, but I think we'll be fine. Does anyone not want to bring their own personal tent and they want to share with anyone else? All right, I'll take that as a no. Everyone likes to be cozy in their own little tent. I get it.
I prefer not to bring truck luggage. I volunteer to sleep in a rental vehicle.
I was going to volunteer to sleep in one of them too, but...
Yeah, I want to sleep in the rental vehicle, dude. That stuff's fun.
What is wrong with you guys?
Dude, cars are awesome. The
All right, whatever. That's what you want to do. Be my guest.
Nah, fuck you guys. I'm going to buy my own tent.
Well, I'm looking if the back seats fold down and stuff, if it's going to be cozy in there or not.
I'm going to bring my tent with a little stove. I'm going to burn some twigs. I'm going to be sleeping in my panties. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be nice and cozy.
And Lawrence is going to put his cot right next to yours.
No, Lawrence. his, my tent. All right. Sounds good. So far, all you Oregon guys, you can go to a separate meeting room and plan your...
All right, cool. Let's go to meeting room 4.
All right, so activity for next week. What's the plan, fellas? What do you want to do? You got Halloween coming up. You guys want to do something cool for Halloween? On a Sunday. What are we doing? Are we going to wear costumes and go do banner drops or something?
It's an interesting idea.
But what if we cranked out a ton of banners, like 8 banners, and I'll help fund it. We crank out 8 banners, and then we dress up all in costume, and go have some fun. Anyone have any other ideas you might want to do? Chirp, 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 chirp. Come on.
I was just thinking this before the meeting, what else we could do, but I was kind of drawing a blank. I was almost thinking it'd be cool to hit like a town super hard with stickers, but obviously we don't have stickers to do that, so I don't know. I guess banders really
are a little shorthanded. It would be fun if we all like fooled around in like teams of 2 to 3 with like posters and stickers and, you know, wore costumes and people wouldn't even question it. You know, it's Halloween. Funny. I think all of us piling around, driving around and dressing up in all of our cool costumes. I'd have to pick a costume. The only one I have is like a Knight Templar one, and I can barely see out of that fucking helmet. Cool, though. The old black Catholic knight. Halloween-y thing. Do you want to do that Saturday night or like Sunday on Halloween?
Maybe Saturday. I don't know. I might be doing something with my family. I'll have to see.
At work, just gonna chime in. Sunday, like past midnight, we might be able to get away with doing a mural or something pretty easily. There's just going to be so many people out. Everyone's going to be drunk and having a good time, and they're not going to think anything of a couple guys walking down the street.
What if Saturday night, we do some banners and costume, and then let's find us another mural to go do that evening? And Sunday, ourselves and family. Or if there's a decent mural in Seattle we could do, I think. If Seattle's even worth hitting. It's like so big, like you do anything in it, it's like really making a dent. How I feel about Seattle, at least. If we do Seattle, we'd have to go like super hard. Like go like cover all their gay crosswalks with white paint and leave some stencils or something. Like that would something to Seattle.
I don't know, because Seattle might blow up more because, you know, you get on the local news in Olympia and it's only people in Olympia that read that shit. Like, the Seattle Times has more reach, you know?
Right. So, banners. Good night. Late night. How's that sound?
What exactly did you say? Banners late night, Saturday night or something?
Yeah, so Saturday we'll do some banners while in costume. And we'll go hit after we're done doing that, we'll go hit a mural or somewhere. Be like Seattle.
Okay, that sounds like probably a good plan.
Like that'd be pretty productive.
I still think we should carve one or two pumpkins and just drop them off somewhere at the cereal. It'd be funny. I think Thomas would really enjoy that too.
Do it then. Have 3D stencils.
Oh, all my stencils have been donated.
Yeah, get together with Tyler and get some more then. So yeah, get some pumpkins. We can leave some with, like, a banner drop. That'd be really funny. We'll, like, hold them and stuff and, like, put the candle in them while you film us. and then we'll lay him down, and we'll do the banner drop, and the pumpkin will be in there. I think that'd be kind of cool. Message Tyler.
Do you think we could use special black and orange paint instead of red and blue?
I was thinking for Christmas we could all dress up where I dress up as Santa Claus and the rest of you can dress up as like the elves or have just regular Santa hats, and then we'll do a couple banners with green and red paint instead of blue and red. Thomas can still put the blue filter on it, right? And then like just make the red red, you're not gonna know, right? So I think that'd be pretty fun. I might get a little scolding from him, but I think it'd be a little festive and fun.
The white, it would look good.
Yeah, it'd look cool. You know, look at how are these guys the bad guys? They're literally like dressing up as Santa Claus or making festive banners and stuff. I think it'd be great, but we'll get to that in December. But as for this upcoming weekend, yes, I'm going to try to get Tyler to get that 3D stencil done. Okay. Yeah, maybe I can throw in some 3D stencils in my car and get them to Vincent something. Figure that out later in the week. I told Tyler to make that stencil that has the PF activist's face. We'll recreate like the pumpkins that I had from last year. Super cool.
Are you talking about carving pumpkins?
Yes.
I just carved my pumpkins last night.
Yeah, but Vincent wants to make some that are very fascist.
Oh, I see.
And leave them on the street for our banners.
Like with a banner or something?
Yeah. Vincent can get some shots of us holding the banners and the pumpkins and putting the pumpkins, leave a couple pumpkins behind for the banner, you know?
That'd be kind of funny, yeah, if the jack-o'-lanterns were lit up or something.
Bashy pumpkins.
I wanted to do a pumpkin patch, but we just didn't get around to doing it, I guess, but that's whatever. Had a very busy weekend. Okay, we also need to go over banner supply and inventory. I have a United We Stand banner. I have one America First banner.
Yeah, we got one America First, and then I have two more 12 by 15 cloths, and I have like a shitload of paint right now.
I have at least one draw cloth, and it's not been made into a banner or two banners, and I have...
What size is it?
It's the 12 by 15, and then I have four each of the red and blue paint cans.
Any paint?
For each of the red and blue.
Writing this all down right now. Ethan, this is something I want you to keep track of, is supplies and stuff.
Right, I got it written down.
Very cool. So we have one big United We Stand banner in John Washington's possession, one America First in Ethan's possession, two 12 by 15 cloths in Ethan's possession. Ethan has lots of one drop cloth, 12 by 15 for Vincent, four red and blue spray paint from Vincent, Is there any other supplies that I'm missing from anyone else? Does anyone else happen to have a banner or some cloth or paint? Oh, okay. I will send this to you, Ethan, on Rocket Chat. I would like all that material to eventually get congregated in mostly one location. Okay, so that being said, we need to think about places to do banners. So, where do you guys want to run around and do all these banners at? You want to do it?
We haven't really hit Seattle yet, have we?
Been a while.
At least not since I joined.
Okay. So.
Snohomish County was cool, but they take them down too fast. They're quick up there.
Yeah, that was pretty cringe. Okay, so let's do two in Seattle. Let's do. Kind of carve a line, so like let's meet up like Auburn and like do one like Federal Way. Like Kent. It'll be like when we did the Bremerton, we'll hit like multiple towns, like go go go.
Maybe get out on 405 Renton or something like that too.
Yeah, there is a spot in Renton I wanted to do. So start in like Federal Way and then go to Kent, Renton. Fuck, let's get one in Berrien. Dad will see it and have a good laugh. Do like two in Seattle. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6 banners. I think that's plenty to do in a night. Then we will regroup somewhere.
It's 7.
Gear up. Gear up. Smash out a mural.
Do I have any requests for certain banner slogans?
Yeah. How about a not stolen conquered one with a 13-star flag? We also need to get like the smaller banner stencils. Finished those medium-sized ones. Cut on a coroplast. You make them similar to the other ones we had. I'd have to check it out, look at the dimensions. Fuck, we gotta get that done too.
What about reject corpses? I don't think we've done one of those yet.
Right. I actually have the stencil cut out for that if y'all wanna go crazy on some coroplast. I also have the coroplast too. Maybe that's a project I can work on throughout the week. I got the 13-star fascies stencil cut out, so we can use that for banners and for murals. One that's like 2.5 feet by 3 feet. It's kind of big. Actually, no, this one's a 3x4 foot. I got the big one done. So, add that to our inventory of items. And yeah, I have a bunch of different little artsy stencil designs that need to get cut out. you don't have the paper stencils, right? So.
You seem to have the reject poison, like the little design for putting on a banner. You have that stencil?
Yes, I do. Need to get cut out. I think, Ethan, I need to meet up with you, and I will give you the projector I have, the paper stencils I have, and the coroplast. I'll keep some stuff to work on as well, but it's just difficult doing this stuff at my place. I also don't have much room. Doing it all in my my little weightlifting room.
Right.
But I bought a bunch of sheets of coroplast, like full size ones, so we can smash out letter stencils. It's expensive, by the way. It's been annoying. Buy once, cry once, I guess.
Yeah, I'll have to see. We should be able to do Not Stolen Conquered. I have to check that list, see what we already have.
Okay.
I know we don't have an O, but like I said, I can just cover up that little spot on the Q and it should work fine.
Right. I wish I had one of the posters that had the nations cut out. Or maybe you could do it by hand. Get like a marker and try to just draw out our nations cut out and then just fill it in with spray paint. You do that?
You said our nations?
Yeah. Like the outline of America. You know, that's on the Not Stolen Conquered sticker.
Oh.
Like get a Sharpie out and draw it onto banner and then get up. You know?
Yeah, I get you.
Couldn't just print out any old silhouette of the states and just tape that onto the plastic.
Yeah, but you need a pretty big printer for what we want to do.
Or maybe like get like a U.S. map or something from Goodwill for like $2.
Maybe. All right. I think about that. That about sums it up. So let's try to smash out some banners. I think early Saturday, someone should go give him a hand with that. I'll leave that up to you to figure out. Unless you want to just do it all yourself. But you do have like Tyler and Vincent, Delph that are not too far away that can give you a hand.
Yeah.
I also got school on Saturday morning. I might have to cancel that. I don't really want to. It's between 1 to 3 p.m. Wait, no. Oh, no. That's in November. I should be available to come give you a hand. Well, Saturday. Hopefully it doesn't rain, but you know what? Even if it's raining, I want to get this knocked out.
Yeah, just you guys get in touch with me and, I'll keep an eye on the weather. I'll try to get some done this week too.
As for banner designs, so message it to you. Not Stolen Conquered is one of them. Obviously do like America First one looked pretty good, by the way. I like that. Those ones are easy. So make like three of those. Have
It's kind of more like a 2 or 4 kind of thing.
What was that?
I said it's kind of more like a 2 or 4 kind of thing because, you know, you just cut a 12 by 15 and a half and make 2 of them.
Right.
You want 4 of them? So it'd be 5 total? Or 2 of them when you have 3 total?
I want to do 6 total banners, whether they're $18 or $30.
I know, I'm just saying as for that specific design, because I already have one made, and then I can make 2 more, 4 more. And I'm looking at 7 total, 2 Seattle, Fedway, Auburn, Kent, Renton, Burien.
Yeah, I just sent you a list.
Okay.
Counting my own, that makes up 6 banners. So then you'd have to make 2 America First, 1 Reclaim America, and 1 Not Stolen Conquered. For Reclaim America, use the Star Fasces.
Use the Fasces like on that United We Stand?
Yeah, I have the Fasces 13 star cut out. It's a little bit different than the United Stand one.
Okay, because what do I have? It's like arrows or something and 13 stars. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the United Stand one. So we'll just use that. Don't need to use that for any of them. Because we already have United We Stand, and I will get you the 13 star Fasces banner. I'll probably give that to you probably like Tuesday or something. Supposed to be raining for the next couple of days, I believe. Fuck. It's gonna be raining all week and then nice on Saturday, at least where I live. Yeah. Star Fasces stencil was like really big, and I like to put it like on the right side of the banner. Banner I made back in the day. We made a custom chevron and stuff on it and whatnot. It's all right. Yeah, that stencil all the way on the right. That's the 13 star Fasces stencil. And how I usually like to do the banners is have the slogan like on the left, top left of the banner, read left to right. And then on that bottom right, on the pocket on the right, you fit the 13 star Fasces right there and then put the URL on the bottom. Another design I've also done, this one was big. It was 2 put together. Was how Thomas wanted us to originally do banners, and everyone in the org said that's too expensive, we're not doing that. But it's a big, nice looking banner.
How is that? What, a 30 foot Reclaim America?
Yeah. Pretty cool throwing that over the portal of Seattle. I don't know if we have any more photos. I stopped hogging all the actions we do on my phone for OPSEC purposes. But I'm scouting the
NWA channel for that certain design. All right. Well, does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns? Nope, no questions, no comments, concerns. All right, then. I now officially end this meeting. Feel free to hang out and talk if you'd like, but the meeting is now over. You're free to go. So have a good night.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.